Good morning, my audio boo friends. It's January 6th, 2014. A very wet, gray, raining Monday morning here in Montreal. It is 5 degrees above zero. I'm dropping my daughter off. I'm sitting in what is colloquially known as the Kiss and Ride. So basically, it's sort of an inlet. You can think of it as a long driveway alongside the road in front of the school where people pull in, drop off their kids, give them a little kiss, and off they ride. That's basically why it's called that. Now, I've been sitting here now for 3 or 4 minutes because parents are insisting on walking their little ones to the door because it's so icy. I don't have any pretensions of getting to work on time this morning, so I'm not even going to bother thinking about it. But yesterday in my audio boo, last night in fact, I was stating how it had begun snowing and then quickly it had turned into freezing rain. And now we're faced with very slick conditions, on top of which now it's raining, so it has lubricated the ice, and it is absolutely treacherous. And that's treacherous with a capital T. I have no idea what I'm in for on the drive into work. I will basically, sorry for the distraction here, there are people trying to, I mean, there are literally 4 and 5 inch puddles of water as I navigate out of the Kiss and Ride here onto this main street. And there's school buses that are dropping off the kids, and they're sitting right in the middle of the road so that they're blocking traffic. I'm going to have to go around the other way. The route I normally take to walk on my, when I used to go for my walks in the morning. Now I'm going to have to start going for walks in the evening because I can't in the morning anymore. I have to get to the office on time, so. Wow, this is crazy. The traction control in my car is going berserk. Absolutely berserk. And the ABS as well. It's incredible. It is literally driving on a sheet of ice. In fact, I'm going to stop here and take a picture just to show you what we're facing, what we're dealing with. By the way, what you're looking at in the picture is a small secondary street out sort of behind the school. And that is not just wet road. That is pure, unadulterated ice. It's incredible. As I turn the wheel, I can feel my car just jiggling down the road because every little bump, the tire slides off the bump of the ice and then just kind of down. And then as it rolls up onto the next crevice and then kind of falls to the wayside on the other side. So it's just unbelievable. And I've seen these conditions before. Now, the worst part about all this is right now it is raining. And the roads are very wet. Where there are roads, otherwise it's just ice. And see, I'm watching a guy at a stop sign right now. He put on his brakes and the car is just sliding. It's not even going at a snail's pace. It's just very, very slowly sliding. So I'm about to come up to that same stop. So I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm actually heading back home to finish a few things before I head off to... there's a school bus that ran into the snow and they're stuck. Okay, and as I turn the wheel, it does absolutely nothing. The car went completely straight. Incredible, just incredible. So I'll have more, basically part two And the worst part about this, yes, I haven't finished my thought process here. The worst part is that at noon today, it's currently 8 o'clock, so in about 4 hours, the temperature goes from 5 degrees to minus 5 degrees. Now, normally when that happens in less than a two-hour period, it's called a flash freeze. So what happens is all the water that is accumulating in all these puddles turns to sheer ice. And right now I'm just having some troubles negotiating back into my driveway. I do have to go to work, so it's going to be a bit tricky this morning. Okay, stay tuned for part two. So this is a quick part two of this crazy morning. The morning from hell freezing over, I guess. I just left the house a little bit later than anticipated, as I had to put some salt down on the driveway, as it was completely treacherous. And then, as I was doing that, I kind of looked at my ditch with a bit of horror, and I'll explain why. We have a sump pump drain system in the garage, so the driveway drain actually drains into a sump pump pit. And then there's a sump pump there that, when the water reaches a certain level, a float activates the sump pump and it empties out into our ditch. Now, you can well appreciate that our ditch right now is probably covered in some 7 feet of snow. And so the outlet is completely buried. I can't get to it by any stretch of the imagination. So I was horrified to think that if that pipe were to block up, then what happens is the sump pump will fire off, the water will try to go out, won't find a way out, will just jam there, either one, burn out my sump pump, or two, the water will just come back into the basement, which is a likely scenario, but I tested it. I went downstairs and I pulled up on the float cable to activate the sump pump, and the water went out, and about half of the sump pump pit was emptied, and the water did not come back. So I guess what's happening is the water is warm enough to melt the snow at the end in the ditch and make itself a little hole. Thankfully, it's not as packed in there as it could be. I try not to pack the snow in and around that area whenever possible. So that's the scenario this morning. Now, I'm not too worried about it. I'm going to go to work anyway, because what will happen is we should get a flash freeze in a couple of hours, at which point the water will stop draining, it'll stop flowing, and I won't have to worry so much about the water in the sump pump pit. But you can well imagine and appreciate that it's a bit of a stressful morning for me. It's the first day back after the holidays. And I would say that if this were to continue for the entire rest of the day, which is not, because it's going to get colder, but we would probably lose about half of the snow that has fallen in Montreal. And I kid you not, I have seen the temperature go as high as 10 and 11 degrees in the middle of January here in Montreal. And that's in the last 10 to 13 years. Before that, the temperature would never drop to those extremes. So I don't know which phenomenon this is, if it's El Nino or El Nina or one of the two, maybe both. We're not supposed to be able to have both at the same time, but I can tell you it's very unusual weather for January to have rain like this. This is obviously the famous jet stream that's bringing warm, moist air up from the Gulf of Mexico. And when this happens, usually other parts of the country are experiencing either colder temperatures or, I suppose, normal temperatures for that range. As the jet stream winds its way in a very pronounced zigzag pattern across North America. All right, Thank you for listening.